This is the CrudeCast. In each episode, we delve deep into the heart of the oil and gas industry, exploring vital importance of safety practices, effective communication, and the power of teamwork. Subscribe now and stay tuned for another captivating episode of the CrudeCast. Good morning and welcome to the CrudeCast. We are getting one step closer to the launch of the book. The latest version just went off for second rounds of edits, so looking to launch sometime in March 2024, hopefully, fingers crossed. If you're looking for ways to support the show, head over to thecrudecast.buzzsprout.com. You can follow the blog at www.crudecommunication.com. You can hit me up on LinkedIn. And you can stay tuned for the book by signing up at the website. So with all that, let's get into today's post. Effective signage in oil and gas. The oil and gas industry, where safety is paramount, effective signage is a silent yet powerful and mandatory tool. These signs not only communicate crucial information, but also contribute to streamlined operations and enhanced efficiency. Crafting signs tailored to the unique demands of this industry is an art that holds the key to a safer, more efficient workplace. Clarity in complexity. Oil and gas operations are intricate with numerous processes and potential hazards. Effective signage cuts through the complexity, delivering clear messages at a glance. Whether conveying hazard warnings, emergency evacuation routes, or safety protocol, the use of standardized symbols and recognizable imagery ensures universal understanding across diverse teams. So in front of me, I have a black on white background with a red oval says danger. The picture below that has text, H2S gas, no smoking or open flames, restricted area. Authorized personnel only. Open both doors before entry. So very, very direct and to the point as to what the danger is and what precautions you should take. Visibility amidst challenges. The industry's operations span diverse environments, from offshore platforms to onshore facilities, each presenting distinct challenges. Signs must be visible under varying light conditions, weather scenarios, and distances. High contrast colors and durable, weather-resistant materials guarantee visibility and longevity, ensuring signs remain effective despite exposure to harsh elements. Would you need a sign to be highly reflective offshore versus onshore, where access and familiarity is different? Are you trenching across the pad? May require rerouting instructions, while signs such as do not open, worker on other side may be more relevant. Legibility as a priority. In an industry where split-second decisions matter, the legibility of signs is non-negotiable. Selecting appropriate font size, styles, and colors is fundamental. Attention to contrast between text and background is vital for quick reading. Signs that are easily read contribute to a safer and more efficient work environment. Signs may also be required for PPE. Check with your safety personnel. Relevance to the workforce. An effective sign in the oil and gas industry must resonate with its intended audience, the workforce. Remember when you briefly discussed the secondary muster area. There's a sign for that. Whether providing safety guidelines, operational procedure, or emergency response protocol, the information must be relevant to those who encounter the sign daily. New to the facility, you need to wear double hearing protection in the compressor building. There's a sign for that. A well-informed workforce is a safe workforce, and signs play a pivotal role in achieving this alignment. This equipment starts automatically. There's a sign for that. Compliance with industry standards. Safety is a top priority, and compliance with industry standards is non-negotiable. Signs convey safety information, hazard warnings, and regulatory directives must adhere to established standards. This ensures that the information is accurate, up-to-date, and in line with legal requirements. Strategic placement for impact. The strategic placement of signs is important as their design. Understanding the flow of personnel and vehicles in the operational environment helps determine optimal sign placement. While other signs may be regulated as to where they need to be put, near fire extinguishers or near doorways, signs strategically positioned contribute to a safer workplace by providing timely information where the employees are and where it matters. Strategic placement also ensures that all personnel are held accountable for adhering to warnings and guidelines communicated through the signs. It's not uncommon for employees to pass by and ignore signs, but strategic placement can ensure they see it without effort, placing signs along common driving routes and entryways to buildings. Continuous improvement through feedback. In an ever-evolving landscape of oil and gas industry, feedback loops are invaluable. Before finalizing sign designs, testing and obtaining feedback from the workforce can uncover potential improvements. Regular assessments of the effectiveness of existing signs contribute to a culture of continuous improvement, ensuring that safety communication remains dynamic and responsive to the evolving needs of the industry. Discuss with multiple parts of the team about how the verbiage of a sign should be spelled out. What do you call it? Are you the only one who calls it that? Should we lean technical or more common? All considerations when you consider facility signage. In conclusion, effective signage in the oil and gas industry is an intricate dance between clarity, visibility, legibility, relevance, compliance, and strategic placement. By mastering this art, organizations can enhance safety, streamline operations, and foster a culture of informed decision-making that is vital in this high-stakes sector. Signs, in their silent yet powerful language, become the unsung heroes in ensuring that everyone in the oil and gas industry navigates their work environment with confidence and safety at the forefront. Well, that's all I got for you today. Thanks for listening to the Crewedcast.